Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, Spiritual versus Material. The war, bum, 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 between good and evil, which doesn't even exist. Or, we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. So, as the great philosopher Madonna sang, and I just sang, we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl, baby. And some people fully embrace this material world, while others, with a more, quote, spiritual basis, tend to reject this material world, or at least have certain issues with the aspects of this material world, such as the classic examples of money and sex. These people often believe in some mythical war between good and evil and equate this war as some sort of deep separation between the physical world and the spiritual world, or the world of sin and temptation and the world of purity, or the world of human and the world of God, so to speak. To most people, what they call God is very much separate to them. And superior in pretty much every way. And we're like faulty peasants to this, quote, spiritual gentry. And there has always been a deep expanse of separation between money and especially large amounts of money in riches and wealth, as well as a complete misunderstanding and separation between physical and spiritual in the field of sex and success, but especially sex, especially in the religious world. And many religious type people say that wealth is greed and we should not desire money and wealth because it is somehow evil and not spiritual, and only certain types of sex are spiritual and certainly not spiritual, and in general, not spiritual enough for the clergy, which implies that if you really want to be, quote, spiritual and connect to God, so to speak, you must reject sex entirely and take a vow of celibacy, which does not sound like any fun to me. But as we have seen throughout history, especially with the Catholic Church, that strategy has been an epic failure. How can something that feels so freaking good possibly be wrong in any way? It makes zero sense. It's completely illogical. How can something that feels so good, that makes completely new, miraculous life, nonetheless, be bad? It can't be. It couldn't possibly be. That is just complete and utter bullshit that some idiot fuckwit made up. And the fact of the matter is that not only are money, wealth, and riches, and sex all very, very spiritual, everything else, good or bad, is also spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Every single thing in the material world, including all of the things that our material girl loves, are spiritual in nature. So Madonna had it right, baby. Everything in the material world was dreamed of first by spirit before it came to exist in physical reality. Everything in the material world was imagined and desired for and prayed for and wished for and hoped for by us physical / spiritual humans, who are all spirits in human bodies. And then these desires were created. They were manifested in vibrational reality by who we truly are as spirits, as source, as our source selves, into a spiritual reality, into vibrational reality, before they became physical realities when we got into a vibrational match to them, including money, riches, wealth, and every single aspect of that blissful, lovely, ecstatic, sensual experience that we love to do, getting jiggy jiggy, baby. In fact, the material world is the leading edge, the forefront, the tippy top point, the outer leading edge of spirit. And this material and physical is the spiritual leading edge that literally expands the entire universe. It is the leading edge of evolution. So everything we do in the physical reality, no matter how trivial, but especially our desires for improvement, are literally expanding this planet, evolving this planet, and expanding the universe. The physical material world and our manifested desires of improvement are the leading edge of spirit, of source, of God, Goddess, all that is. And without this materialistic world of contrasts, of unwanted and unwanted things, there would be no evolution. There'd be no expansion, no growth, no immortality, no infinity. Without physical, material reality, all life would cease to exist, which means there would be no spirit or spiritual existence. And people who reject any aspect of the physical world are sabotaging their own joy, well-being, and prosperity, and connection to spirit, and sabotaging their desire, what they want the most on the planet, which is a connection to spirit, to God's source, by essentially rejecting something that really ultimately is God. Therefore, rejecting the very thing that they want, which is a connection to spirit, to source. They long for, and work for, and pray for, and sacrifice for, and punish themselves for, and struggle for a connection to God, source. But none of those strategies of struggle actually lead to God. You can't struggle and sacrifice your way to source, because God's source doesn't want your struggle and sacrifice. Source doesn't need you to prove your worth by how much you've struggled and sacrificed. Your worth is not in question, never has been in question, because you are perfect just how you are, and you've always been perfect ever since you were first created, and you are divine, and you are fabulous just how you are, and you are God source just how you are. You don't have to try to achieve divinity. You are divinity. We are physical extensions of spirit, of source, of God, whatever you want to call it. And what we do in this physical reality, that is God source expressing itself through us, and what source spirit is doing in the physical world. So if you reject anything in the physical world, you are rejecting an extension of God's source. You're rejecting what source is spiritually doing in physical reality. Basically, your physical life is the life that you, as spirit, as source, as God, is living. There is no separation between the spiritual and material worlds. None whatsoever. You are spirit's creation. So how could there be a separation between you and spirit, or you and God? Every single aspect of life on earth is source's creation, and is spirit expressing itself in physical reality. So it is a completely faulty, farcical strategy to reject anything in the material world as some sort of strategy to create some sort of spiritual connection, because in case you haven't noticed it yet, you are a physical being, and rejecting anything physical is rejecting the spiritual essence, the God source essence of that physical expression. By rejecting anything physical, you're rejecting spirit, you're rejecting God, very simply. I mean, I understand why you're doing it, though. It's because you faultily believe the childish Grimm's fairy tale that you were taught by society that God created evil or some anti-God created evil, but that is just stupid and ignorant and childish and uneducated and unenlightened Neanderthalic thinking. There is no such thing as a force of evil or darkness that was created by some anti-God that is at war with heaven and the angels. The concept of a war between good and evil and a war between God and Lucifer, hey, that makes for great fireside horror stories and great movies and great books, especially the fabulously funny movie Little Nicky with Adam Sandler. But nevertheless, it's just childish, ignorant nonsense. It's all just stories created by humans to try to explain their pain that they felt from feeling separate from God. Humans came up with the ludicrous concept of evil because they felt separate from God and spirit because of their limited fear-based thinking. Because when you have limited fear-based thinking, that separates you from God. They rationalize that they must somehow be sinful and faulty, or that they have been cast out of heaven and therefore must earn or learn their way back into God's favor. And they rationalized that God must be separate from them and must be a judgmental, insecure, controlling overlord that demands our never-ending worship. But again, that is all extremely misguided, childish nonsense. Again, I understand why people decided to do it, because, you know, when you're sort of worshiping God, it does feel good because you are focusing on something good. When anytime you focus on something good, you feel good. But nonetheless, it's still caveman mentality passed down from generation to generation without any degree of truth whatsoever. The concept of an insecure, judgmental God makes no sense. Why would God judge its own creations? That makes no sense. We were supposed, even in the Bible, the basic, you know, terminology that they use is we were made in God's image. Well, why would God judge things that he's made in his own image? Doesn't make any sense. Like, why is Chewbacca from Endor, where there's these little tiny Ewoks live? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why would Source create creations and express itself through these creations and then judge its own creation through those creations? It makes no sense whatsoever. But it makes sense if you believe that you are solely a physical being with no spiritual connection to God and to Source, and you must act in certain ways to somehow recreate that connection. Hence why humans created commandments and moral and supposed spiritual rules and regulations as a futile way to somehow manipulate their behavior to somehow be good and earn gold stars from the great white-bearded punishing father figure, aka God. But God Source is not some insecure, jealous, judgmental, conditionally loving overlord. Source is we, and we are unconditionally loving, not conditionally loving. Source loves us without any conditions. No matter what you do, Source always loves you. We are this spirit, this Source, this God expressing itself through us. And nothing and no one is separate in any way from God's Source. Nothing and no one is evil or bad or wrong or unspiritual, and nothing that anyone has done or is doing or ever could do is ever judged as being wrong, bad, or evil or unspiritual in nature by Source. Nothing and no one is separate from Source. Everything and everyone is spiritual and divine in nature. Essentially, everything and everyone is God's Source Spirit in a physical material body, no exceptions. The concept of good and evil and the idea of there being a dark side and a prince of darkness makes great movies again, but it's completely ignorant, childish nonsense. And to be honest, I'm really tired of talking about it because it's such Neanderthalic thinking. It is such dinosaur caveman mentality that it just seems ludicrous to me. in this 21st century of this completely vast availability of alternative spiritual teachings available on the internet and from the zillions of books that you can get for next to nothing, that anyone still actually believes such dark age thinking. It is absolutely amazing to me. But nonetheless, people still cling to those old beliefs like security blankets because it's easier to believe in their disempowerment and lack and faultiness and their supposed sinful nature than to believe that they are fully divine and 100% empowered to create whatever they want and are perfect in every way, and that everyone is in fact gods and goddesses in human bodies and can do no wrong and can't be judged, etc., etc., and don't need to prove their worth, etc., etc. The faulty premise that we are sinful in nature seems more logical and comfortable and believable than we are perfectly divine in nature. And if you believe otherwise, well, you know, your tribe will cast you out of the cave and you'll get eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. So it's safer to just toe the party line. It's safer to just keep your head down and do as you're told and believe how they tell you to believe. Well, as you can imagine, that is something that I have never, ever done. I've questioned every order, every given, everything that they've told me I should believe. As a child, I even used to get thrown out of Sunday school for questioning the teacher and asking Sheldon-like questions of the clergy that they basically refused to answer and could not answer without questioning their own fragile spiritual religious beliefs. And that is a key statement, because beliefs are just thoughts that you keep thinking. And if a belief really is a lie, but you believe it anyway because that is what you are told to believe and you keep practicing that thought over and over again, which builds it into a belief. Well, anyway, regardless, that belief is standing on pretty shaky ground. It is built on sand, not bedrock. It's built on lies, not truth. And that is why people must band together in gangs and religions and parties and nationalistic ideologies, because their beliefs are fragile and must be constantly reinforced to maintain their fragile structure. It's the same reason tyrannical rulers must impose sanctions and mandates and impose unreasonable control and violence and aggression upon the people to try to maintain its very fragile ideologies and beliefs through physical, you know, getting people to just submit so they don't get punished. But these regimes always crumble because they have no foundation that is built upon anything real and true and divine. And everyone has absolute equal power to create whatever they want. And you don't need anyone else to, you know, to believe the same way that you do to help you create what you want. And now you have a very deep foundation dug deep into the bedrock, and nothing can topple over your joy and happiness and well-being and abundance and confidence and your divine knowing of who and what you truly are. Nothing can destroy your satisfaction and fulfillment because your beliefs are real and you have no beliefs that are contrary to what Source knows. When your focus is upon bad things and bad people and things that you don't like and don't want, and your focus is on guilt and shame or fear or judgment or lack, etc., your current perspective is contrary to Source. You're thinking in limited ways that Source never thinks. So you will feel separate from Source, and then the belief that you are separate from God and the idea that certain things in the material world must be evil or non-spiritual and must be separate from God, and that you must steer clear of these things like wealth or sex, seems logical and real and true. But Source never ever thinks about separation or fear or lack or limitation or bad or evil or about shame or guilt, etc. Source never ever judges anyone's behavior as wrong in any way. And anytime you see yourself or anything or anyone or any behavior as being bad or sinful, wrong or evil or non-spiritual, well, you're putting yourself at odds with the unconditional nature of Source, and therefore putting yourself at odds with the unconditionally loving nature of who you truly are as Source. So if you believe that money and wealth is somehow non-spiritual or greedy in some way, or that rich people are somehow greedy in some way. Well, you're shooting yourself in your own foot by limiting your own spiritual wealth and abundance with your judgments. If you judge any aspect of the material world, including humans, such as or you know, riches or wealth or sexuality, as being somehow wrong or corrupt or sinful or non-spiritual, then you're again shooting yourself in the foot by limiting your own experience of divine sensuality and bliss and ecstasy and abundance and wealth and just plain old fun. And that is another key ingredient here, because in fact, it's the main ingredient, because it's the only reason we are here. The only reason we are here on Earth is for the fun of it, for the joy of creation. That's why money and the ability to buy fun toys, and why sex and every single sensual aspect of this physical material world is so much fun, because it's supposed to be fun. The way to God is joy and fun, not self-flagellation and denial and repression and sacrifice and struggle. We're not here to prove our worth by how much we have struggled. We are not here to prove our piousness or virtuousness or our purity. No one is here to prove anything to anyone, especially not to God. God doesn't care what the fuck you do. You are ultimately your only judge. No one in the entire universe of universes really cares what you do. No one. Only the people you allegedly hurt or bring joy to care in the least, because all anyone really cares about is feeling good. The only reason anyone does anything good or bad is to somehow feel better. The only reason anyone believes a certain way is to try to feel better. All anyone wants is to be happy, and no one will ever be happy or feel connected to God or feel spiritual by judging their behavior or judging the behavior of others, because Source never ever judges anyone's behavior. So to keep reiterating over and over again, I hope you're freaking getting it by now, if you judge wealth as being somehow sinful or bad or unethical or non-spiritual, well, you're going to feel bad and you won't prosper, and you'll be disconnected from Source. And you won't prosper because Source is thinking about prosperity, not your lack. But it's a convenient excuse to judge others who have what you want as a strategy to somehow feel better. And it works to some degree, temporarily at least, but doesn't work in the long term, because if you feel lackful and powerless to generate wealth for yourself, and so you channel anger and aggression towards those, you know, wealthy people who have what you want, or towards the general experience of wealth, well, you'll feel better briefly, because anger feels better than powerlessness, and revenge feels better than depression. Resistant aggression gives you a temporary feeling of empowerment, because you're fighting back, so to speak, against what you hate, which isn't, you know, what you really hate isn't wealth and riches. What you hate is your lack of wealth. But ultimately, again, it doesn't work. You're just envious, and so you justify your anger and your judgment to assuage your feelings of lack. People really need to really get over your love-hate relationship with money and sex and relationship, because you're only sabotaging your own success, happiness, well-being, and prosperity, and sabotaging your connection to Source. So if you want to live a truly happy, prosperous, and fulfilling life, then the only way to do that is to see absolutely everything as spiritual and divine in nature. You got to see everything and everyone as divine and as God and as Source, and see everything and everyone as perfect just how they are. You must feel for and think like Source thinks and feels, like God thinks and feels. If you're judging a person or situation, ask yourself, what does my Source think about this person or situation? If you feel all tied up and hurtful and angry and sad and feel powerless and helpless, etc., and generally feeling like crap, well, whatever you believe about this person or situation, it is not how Source thinks about it or believes or feels about it, which is the complete opposite of what you think, believe, and feel. And that's an easy, foolproof way to always guide yourself to fun, joy, prosperity, and well-being, which is what you want. If you're feeling great, well, keep doing what you're doing. Keep thinking the way you're thinking in those positive directions. If you feel like crap, then you better switch tracks and head down the source path of infinite joy and abundance rather than the dark, narrow path of fear, judgment, and lack. And just simply remember that everything is spiritual. Everything is divine. Everything is source. Everything is God, Goddess, all that is. And remember that constant and never-ending improvement is the absolute order of creation and the universe and this planet. And everything is temporary, and everything unwanted will eventually fade away and make room for the improvement that you desire, because we are desire beings. We are creators creating constant and never-ending improvement with our every dream and desire. And just expect that constant, never-ending improvement in your life. Just expect it, and you will create non-stop love, well-being, prosperity, joy, and fulfillment in your life every day. And just focus not upon unwanted things, but appreciate those unwanted things because they have inspired your desires for improvement, and they are merely launching pads supporting your infinite rockets of never-ending improvement. They are creating that never-ending improvement in every single aspect of your life. And simply, finally, focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. And your life will be a non-stop, ecstatic, joyful, loving, abundant, exciting, magical, fun, and adventurous life. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at ZeKyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you create whatever you want. My name is ZeKyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you want and love. Thanks again for watching this video or watching this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!